Hello. Hope everyone's doing good this morning, and I'm going to try to rush through my stuff too a little bit because I didn't realize until just about a week ago that, wow, I only have 15 minutes. But I did give you a handout, a folder there that's got a lot more detailed information about this study, including an article that is forthcoming from the Journal of the Association of Nurses in AIDS Care that's published about this data. So please take one of the folders because my boss will bill me for the printing if you don't. I'm kidding. Okay, so what do we do? Okay, let me give you an introduction real quick. Increased prevalence of HPV-associated anal cancer in MSM. We know that that is certainly prevalent within MSM. The pathophysiology of it is highly similar to the dysplasia of the cervix in women, and the prevalence rates of anal cancer in MSM is roughly equivalent to what cervical CA was at one time before pap screenings in women. So it is a serious issue. It's now becoming more common. So why did we want to do this study? Well, there's little inquiry into assessing what MSM know about HPV and about anorectal CA and about the relationship between the two and screening methods. So it's the most highly transmissible STD of this century in sexually active young people. Most anogenital HPV infections are transient, asymptomatic, and have no clinical consequences. Males and females have a 75% chance of acquiring HPV in their lifetime. College males, 20 to 24, have the highest incidence of genital warts, 90% of which are from HPV. And infection is difficult to diagnose in males as well. So when we look at public transmission of knowledge and educating the public about HPV, we find a lot of lacking, a problem of lacking information to the public. There's TV campaigns that do address HPV vaccination in males. Public agency information is limited, however. If you look at the CDC website and some of the other resources that are out there, they're very limited. They do provide some facts, the CDC does, for addressing the impact of HPV on gay and bisexual men, but much more information on this problem in women, HPV infection in women, vaccination in women, things like that. HPV-associated anal cancer is increasing in prevalence among MSM and in HIV-infected MSM. So, what does the literature tell us about some of this? Well, first of all, men feel they have a lower risk for contracting STIs in risky sexual situations. Men have also consistently demonstrated a lower level of knowledge about HPV when compared to women. Few studies have attempted to assess the knowledge base of MSM regarding HPV and the potential carriers of this STI. So we have very little inquiry that's been devoted to assessing knowledge level of MSM regarding HPV, anorectal CA, and screening. But we do have some, maybe a little. The knowledge level of MSM regarding HPV infection and its impact has been found to be very low. And you'll hear me talk about this PIT study quite a bit. This was a study that was done in Australia that looked at a larger sample of MSM, and it's basically the same exact study that I did. I replicated their study, and I'll go into a little more detail about that in a little bit when we get to a few more later slides. Gay men do have more of an awareness of HPV and their need for anal pap testing than bisexual men, and they're also more likely to have disclosure sexual orientation to their providers. So there is some positive stuff here. And also HIV status appears to have a very small positive impact on awareness about beliefs, awareness and beliefs about HPV in MSM. So there's a normal, healthy anorectal transformational zone that you see there. And there is some anal warts. So I wanted to make sure that you were awake this morning, and so I definitely had to put some nasty pictures in there. Males do not always have symptoms. I just talked about that. There are no evidence-based guidelines regarding who should and should not have screening. And again, a pilot study of gay and bisexual men's knowledge about anal rectal screening indicated that men had little knowledge about anal pap testing. HIV-infected males, again, were more likely to know about anal paps, and gay males were more willing than bisexual males to have future screening. Males with HIV do have a 10 times increased likelihood to also have HPV, and then few studies have assessed HIV-infected MSM knowledge about these areas as well. So intent for HPV testing in MSM, it was Let's see here. In one study, over half of HIV-infected gay and bisexual men were willing to have the test and pay for it without the benefit of insurance, which is interesting because MSM tend to be uninsured but are more likely to have regular yearly checkups. So that provides a great opportunity for recommending STI screenings. And there's another picture just to make sure you're awake. And another. Okay. I know, we want to get through those quickly. The purpose of this pilot study was to determine the knowledge level of a sample of MSM regarding HPV, anal rectal CA, and screening, and to determine the amount of knowledge obtained about these topics from healthcare providers. So I wanted to know how much information had been imparted to these men from their actual healthcare providers. So I had three research questions that I sought out to answer. One, what is the knowledge of MSM about HPV, anal rectal CA, and screening? How many MSM have been screened and are aware of the need for screening? And from what sources did the MSM obtain information for the need for an anal pap? So I went through UCF's IRB approval process, obviously. My sampling occurred for over a two-day period at a gay pride event that was held in Orlando and two meetings of our university's GLBT student organization. And I did have a research assistant. You saw her name on the first slide, Candace Eden, who's one of my doctoral students. And she approached these people, asked them to participate, explained the survey to them. And basically, we only looked at men who reported sexual activity with another man during their lifetime. And when they filled out the questionnaire, that implied informed consent. In the end, we ended up having 89 participants complete the survey, which I was just talking to my colleague down here, is working with gay samples is difficult, and recruiting gay samples, especially when you say, hey, we're interested in talking about sexually transmitted diseases. No thanks, I don't want to take that survey. So I'll talk a little bit more about that at the end. The instrument I used was designed by Pitts and colleagues. I actually contacted her and got permission to use it. And it was based on a screening questionnaire designed to assess this information in women. And it just had been, you know, kind of altered slightly to look at MSM. The entire survey consisted of 65 items. 38 items assessed knowledge through either true or false questions or in Likert format. And because the survey is identical to the one used in this other study, we did say it had strong inter-rater reliability and validity. It was multidimensional, so it was difficult to obtain strong statistical analysis on the instrument. The final sample consists, again, of 89 MSM, 85 were gay, and 3 were bisexual. 51 participants were recruited from the Gay Pride event, while 38 were from the GLBT student organization. And although the ages were different, the mean age of our GLBT group was 22 and the Gay Pride event was 39, the statistical findings were that the samples were relatively homogeneous. There were no significant differences between any of the survey elements, but the average participant when we combined the sample was 32 years of age, Caucasian, single, employed full-time, had completed his undergraduate education, and reported a negative HIV serostatus. And there's more information about the sample characteristics in the article in Table 1. So let's take a look at the questions. What is the knowledge level? Well, pretty low. Only 8 of the 28 items assessing knowledge about HPV, anal rectal CA, and screening had mean correct scores of 50% or more. These items were all true or false type questions related to gender-associated HPV infection risk, HIV infection-associated risk, treatment opportunity, screening need, and protection provided by the use of condoms. The majority of knowledge items on the questionnaire had very poor results, again, with just 8 of the items having a score of 50% or more. Knowledge deficits among MSM regarding HPV, anal rectal CA, and screening are great. Participants scored poorly on questionnaire items assessing knowledge about pathophysiology of HPV, the actual technical procedure and facts about getting an anal pap screening, risk factors for acquisition of HPV and anal rectal CA, and HPV infection prevention methods. So those were the areas we found to have the poorest scores. So although their sample was larger, they did have 384 participants, our findings were similar to Pitt's. Only 19% of their sample actually answered every HPV question Correctly, I'm saying that's a typo, correctly. So these findings indicate a significant need for both primary care providers and public health practitioners to educate MSM patients about the pathophysiology of HPV, the relationship between HPV and anorectal CA, and the facts about pap screenings. We just don't have enough information out there for them. Now the CDC does have some good resources. I talked in the beginning, they definitely need more, but here are a couple of resources that you can use to help educate your clients, including your Hispanic clients. There is this literature available in Spanish and English. Only 6 of the men in the sample had ever had an anal pap screening. That's very, very low. 49 participants had never even heard of one. Of those who had, just 29 received the information from a healthcare professional, and Pitts also found that. Over half of their Australian sample had never heard of an anal pap test and were confused about the prevalence of HPV in women versus men, and only 14% of the sample had been screened with the test. So, providers should question all patients about their sexual history. Make no assumptions about anyone's sexual orientations. Now, recommendations are conflicting. We don't have solid recommendations from public health resources, such as the CDC, about pap screenings. But many health authorities support annual anal pap screenings, and we do have research that shows they are highly cost-effective, particularly in HIV-positive men. Regardless, it is important for us to assess patient risk for HPV infection when considering screening. Assessment of the patient's consistent use of condoms during anal sexual intercourse and number of sexual partners is obviously essential. Clinicians should learn the proper technique for screening for MSM for anorectal CA and review the relevant literature. And I actually wrote an article in 2008 that's in the American Journal for Nurse Practitioners about the technical procedures on how to do this. So if you're not doing this in your practice, if you're a clinician and you'd like to learn about it, that would be something to take a look at. Running out of time, I just want to say one of the things, we have an upcoming presenter that's going to talk about sexual networking sites, and we know that things like Grindr, these types of apps, are becoming more increasingly used by MSM to find sex partners, so why not use that medium as a way to reach out to them and teach them about this stuff, and that's currently what I'm trying to get towards as an intervention that would be online-based that would grab guys and say, hey, hooking up tonight? What, have you ever seen what an anal wart looks like? And then boom, they get to see the pretty pictures that you guys saw. So, like I said, working with gay populations is difficult, but we do need strong scientific rigor to prevail and get good studies. We need national-based samples, unlike the regional study that I did. Certainly has significant limitations. Obviously, the size of the study is very small, and it's more regional, so therefore there is some certainly some limitations there. Whenever you're doing sexuality-related research, sexual practice, and behavior-related research, there's obviously going to be limitations in terms of honesty. Will participants answer questions honestly? Are they worried about possibly having their sexual orientation revealed and anonymity concerns? So again, that's, however, a limitation in all stigmatized populations. So just some clinical considerations. MSM have limited knowledge of need for anal pap screening, therefore often don't disclose their sexual orientation. HIV-infected males have 10 times the incidence of HPV infection. So we encourage open provider-patient discussion about sexuality, sexual orientation, need for screening, and nurses and physicians have a direct influence on MSM obtaining anal screening to limit morbidity and mortality. Okay, and I guess I'm out of time. Okay, so just to thank my funders again, we introduced Sigma Theta Tau International Honor Society, helped fund the study, the Evelyn Frank McKnight Research Fund through the Florida Nurses Foundation, and COPA, the College of Health at and Public Affairs at UCF. And I don't have any relationships to disclose.